The position was the Post had a distinguished theatre reviewer, one of the finest in the provincial press, in Emrys Bryson, who retired, I would say, in the mid to late 80s. His successor eventually, as theatre critic, left the Post. I, at the time, was the features editor of the Evening Post, and rather panicked when our theatre writer left. Now, because I'd done a bit in the past, and I'd enjoyed school plays, and I'd done a bit of amateur theatre as well, I decided to sort of take on the role of reviewing theatre until we could find somebody more suitable. And actually, I enjoyed it a lot, and I worked hard at it. And I did that from probably mid-90s through to halfway through the first decade of the 21st century, when I departed to edit a magazine for a while. So really, I had about 10 years, I'd say, of reviewing week in, week out. And it was a pretty tough job, because press nights at the Theatre Royal were invariably Mondays, because the Theatre Royal tends to buy in shows for a week. Nottingham Playhouse would have their press nights on Tuesdays, and I used to go and review the Lace Market Theatre and sometimes the Arts Theatre as well, and Wednesdays was the earliest I could do their shows. So by the time Thursday came around, I was doing a full-time job and reviewing in the evening and getting pretty tired. And I was very lucky in having somebody who stood in for me occasionally, and I thought, well, actually, he's better than I am anyway, so why don't we set him on? And his name's Alan Geary, and he still reviews, he's still our chief drama reviewer. If you tend to write in the field anyway, you tend to know what's coming up, and quite often you've interviewed director or performers for features to be run in advance of the run here in Nottingham. So it was very rare that I'd be going to see something without some general information about the material, the production itself, and the people appearing in it. That is not necessarily an advantage, because quite often it's better to go and see a show with as few preconceptions as possible. It was always a practice of mine, not everyone agrees with it, but I never read a programme or a programme note until after I've seen the show. I find that helps sort of make me think my own thoughts rather than absorb other people's before I consider the issue.